It's time for the GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2033, recorded Thursday, March 27th, 2025. Has been. On this episode of the GizWiz, Dickie D takes another look at that tire pump that we looked at last episode. Also, a way to easily check if a cord is powered and the last of my dual-purpose gadgets, plus some interesting stuff from Mo. All next on The GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
And here he is, your host. Yes, he worked with the Steve Ray-Ban, the glasses, right? That's right, Ray-Ban. Am I saying that right?
Let's see. These are my Warby Parkers. But I used to have did you ever have the glasses with the cameras in them?
No, that was like right after I left Twit.
They were actually
Snapchat came out with them first with the snap glasses, and then
yes.
Ray-Ban has been taking over with them recently. I see lots of content that I assume is being recorded with them all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
it's crazy.
It not 4K yet.
No.
But
no. But the view is really interesting because like it is like exactly what you see. And it kind of
yes.
If you don't know what you're looking at, it kind of looks like someone's just like doing this, you know, like being
yes.
like totally rude up in someone's face. And it's not until like I've seen some TikToks of this, I'm like it like clicks. I'm like I think this is a Ray-Ban perspective, and that's why nobody's really confused why this person is rudely shoving her camera in people's faces. I think that's super duper interesting. Super interesting. Love those guys.
And let's see, outside of the fact that spring is here, it's going to be 180 degree day. It's bizarre. I think it's going to be 60 tomorrow, 80 Saturday, and then 60 on Sunday. So it's sort of
yikes. A hot blip.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you, what's up with you?
Not much. The weather has definitely turned warm here in Florida, which has been quite nice. Have not made it to the beach yet, but hopefully this weekend.
How far is the beach?
About an hour and a half. About an hour and a half by car.
Wow.
So not bad. And it depends on which being in Central Florida, you get a lot of choices on what beach to choose because it's only like 30 extra minutes. And now I have like a choice of six different beaches. Like if I think in my head, I want to spend an hour and a half to 2 hours in the car, there's like Cocoa Beach. There's, on the Space Coast, there's one right next to where they launch off rockets. Over on the Gulf side, there's Clearwater, some stuff up above Tampa, stuff below Tampa, like, and they all have different feels. Some of them have different policies when it comes to pets. Some of them have different policies when it comes to what drinks you can have on the beach, how long you can stay on the beach. So like you can like think about all this type of stuff when you're trying to decide where to go for the weekend and stuff too.
Oh my
so,
God.
Yeah.
And since you're an hour and a half from a beach, is there a resort fee on your rent?
They don't. No, luckily.
Yeah.
No, they do that at all the hotels around here.
Oh my. Sure. It is ridiculous. You can be five blocks from the ocean and it's a $40 a day resort fee.
Don't even. Vegas is the worst. The worst because. They'll also give you comped rooms or comped rates. It's like a $16 a day, $45 a day resort fee. It can be. Yeah, Daytona Beach, we're getting in the chat. Yeah, absolutely. Some people are asking what my shirt is. We're talking about beaches, so it's a very beach vibe, I guess. But this is a
wow.
Exactly. It's a Hawaiian shirt that was printed and custom made. So that's my dog Toast. There's Charlie.
Oh wow.
There's a cat around here somewhere. They kind of blend in. There's Jack right there. And then Waffles is way down here.
Oh yeah. Oh, they made, should have made more of them, more bigger. Or
there
something.
She goes. Hey, look, you're on my shirt.
And on my desk from I don't know how many months ago. Oh, I still have my Dicky D. Oh, now, yeah.
That
now.
Is a spitting image. Like, even the white balance is just perfect on those socks.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's like a clone. That is really funny.
And they
yes.
were, I My think they were $12. What is it? What does a shirt cost with pictures?
It was a gift, so I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But no, adorable. I cherish it.
It's great. It's great.
I did have something I saw that I wanted to bring up during host chat. This is almost like a walk down memory lane. So I was, honestly, I was skimming through your Wikipedia page and kind of looking through stuff, and I saw that you did stuff for Nickelodeon.
Yes, I hosted a show called You Want It, You Got It.
You Want It, You Got It. And it was part of Total a Prank or something.
Oh, Total Panic.
Total Panic.
I showed gadgets on that show.
That's crazy.
You know, I may have done both. because as You Want It, You Got It, I was pretending to be a terrible game show host. And then showing gadgets, I was just a giz whiz.
I see. A terrible game show host. That was real, what do they call that? When you really, as an actor, get into the, you were method acting.
Exactly.
I just started kind of falling down the rabbit hole, and I found this artifact from, I guess, a Mad Magazine is where this artifact is from.
Oh, yes, that's me, Blink Fun Love.
Blink Fun Love!
Yes.
There you are.
My suit lit up. You can see the LED stars all around the lapel.
I think this is from a Mad Magazine.
It is.
And
it
there
is.
Was a writer who wrote in and said that Fun Love, Blink Fun Love, looks an awful lot like another character from one of the comic cells.
Yes, he was Chicklets in Mad, and his twin brother was.
Oh, no, Blink. No, you got to get the lore right, Dicky D. One second.
I do?
Yeah. One second. Let's see if I got to see if I can find it. There it is. The answer is, yes, they're related. They're brother and sister.
That's very funny.
This is hilarious. This is really great. So
the answers in Mad were so funny.
This, oh my gosh, do you also want to know the funniest thing that I think happened is that this, you know, they made a headline for this, which is absolutely hysterical. They named it Separated at Afterbirth, which is absolutely atrociously funny.
That is very funny.
But my computer, when I went to upload this image, I saw the name of the file. My computer, I think, used AI or whatever to scan the image and name it. They found the words, the first words on the image, separated at Afterbirth, and it named it Separated at Afterbirth.png. Can you believe that?
Oh my gosh, how funny.
Because when I uploaded it, I saw the name of it. I was like, I did not name that. And the only thing I can think of is when I took the screenshot, it used its Apple intelligence to scan it real fast. And that's why you can actually see the name of the file name is just down here. This is the
file
name of it. Isn't that funny?
Bizarre.
That's bizarre. It's like AI bizarre. Gone crazy. you also, I think Mo sent in
Mo sent in a video, and I thought we won't play What the Heck Is It? We'll just play Where the Heck Is It? Okay. So Mo shot these photos. It'll all be revealed in his video, but
okay. So this is given like arcade, like almost Dungeons and Dragons vibe, but like lots of collectibles. Seeing Transformers right there.
Boy, a lot of them. Oh my gosh, I remember Ants in Your Pants. Mousetrap. Etch-a-Sketch.
This must be some type of museum or something, because I saw numbers on some stuff.
Oh, okay.
And this is just such an eclectic amount of...
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, that's enough of that, because there's a lot more in Mo's video as he explains what we're looking at. But I just thought we'd do a little tease.
Wait, when does he start explaining it?
No, in his video.
Where is it in here?
No, his Gadget Warehouse video.
Oh, exactly. Okay, so that's a... I see. Oh, my gosh. It's all making sense. Okay. I was like, okay, well, that was a tease. Where do we get... I understand. We got to wait, folks, for the segment, the next segment in the show.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Awesome. Well, let's start. I'm too excited. Let's jump to some gadgets.
Okay, here we go with video number one.
And here we are.
It seems people were very interested in that pump to inflate tires and the ball that we never got to inflate. And then Chad said, well, you need one that has this kind of attachment.
Yeah.
So I went out and bought another pump, okay? I have no use for the ball. I have no use for the pump. I don't know why I'm doing this. I am determined to blow this ball up.
He lives in a New York City apartment. That ball will take up half his square footage.
Absolutely. So it's bigger than the other one. I can return the other one.
Well, I got like five emails.
Make sure that we have the proper...
Probably people blow things up.
Okay. All right. This looks like it. This looks like it. In a miniature baggie. I'm going to sort of open the bag instead of tearing it open in case I'm going to send this one back. All right. Okay. All right. And someone, one of the emails was, the white plug is what you need. But let me just show you. The white plug does not have a hole in it. Okay.
It's
see, the
solid.
White plug is just all solid. This, however, looks like that would go in there. All right, so, you know, I don't even know if this has power in it. And we rarely do it, but I had a quick look at the instruction book, all right? This unit is really nice, okay? So this is on, on, all right, car, motorcycle, bicycle, ball, and it looks like a person. Dennis thought it was maybe for inflatable dolls. Fully charged battery. Oh, and then there was something else here. Let me just look. A built-in flashlight. A built-in red flasher. You know, if you break down, you could put this at the back of the car. And then that'll go off. So let's go back to the ball. Yeah. All right, ball, and we, this is exciting stuff.
So far, it seems way better.
I'm going to be so disappointed if this doesn't work. Hold a minute. Okay. Wait. Oh, is it USB-C? Yes, okay, that part's good too.
Wow.
All right.
We're hitting all the good stuff.
Yes.
And
it's moving.
It looks like it's working.
But you know what?
It's going better than using your lungs.
Yes, the other one, I couldn't do anything.
Can't I just do it at a higher? I don't want it to explode, but let me go to 36. Car tires 36. A bike tire, a motorcycle's 35. Oh, a bike is 45. A ball is 8. A person is 36. I'm going to do a car tire. I'll just do it for a minute. This should fill it faster.
So I almost...
Way better than the other one.
I didn't want to bore you with the whole thing.
You needed this fitting. Letter of the week, I'm going to show you... Someone sent me a list... with links on Amazon, you can get a kit. Well, the letter of the week was pretty interesting to me. And there's something else about this that I saw in the photo, and I hope I know how to do it. It is, not sure I did it right, but I'll just show you what the thing is. The thing is,
oh, it's clever.
This connects back to this to become
it's a handle.
Yeah. For this device. I think this is really neat. And $30, 30% off. $30, 10%, $9 off. $21, okay? Oh, that's a Prime price, okay? So if you're not Prime, it's going to be more. 100,000 people bought it. 4.5 stars from almost 300 people. Bigger than the other one, but a lot more features.
I have a theory, Dickie D. I have...
Yes, what is that?
On why it takes so long. Is the size of the pump, there must be like a little chamber in there, right, that is constantly... And so that PSI thing, it wouldn't change how fast it blows it up.
I see.
It'll probably
when
still
it will
blow
shut
up
off.
At the... Yeah, it'll blow up at the same rate. It probably won't spit out air any faster, though.
Unless
the full device is like larger, but it can still push up to, you know, 45 PSI or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's like the other one, it goes off automatically. The price keeps changing. You want to check it, at your end, because now there was just $9 off coupon there.
Yeah. And this is I'm not even signed in. So this isn't even.
So it's $21. It seems reasonable. $21.
It does say Prime Spring Deals. So maybe when I add it to my cart, it might be like, oh, look, Lexi, this Prime is exclusively for Prime members. If I could talk.
Okay.
But still $20. Wow. I like that. I love the built-in batteries. I love that it's USB-C.
The flashlight's a great help if you... Mm-hmm. Doing this at night?
I agree. You know, I have one of those, portable solar panels. And so this could be something that you could charge and then have a light.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I forget, does the battery work as a battery backup?
It does not.
It does not. Or so it's just battery in.
There's no USB-C out, and it doesn't mention that anywhere in the. It does say, doesn't even say how big the battery is, but it says it can inflate two car tires on one charge. Inflate two car tires, or 25 bike tires, or 60 of those balls. It works continuously for up to 25 minutes.
Or 100 chickens. Yeah. You could inflate.
Yeah. Yes. Rubber chickens, exactly.
All right, cool. Well, that's really, that's neat. I like it. It's definitely better than the one we saw last week. And then for any of those curious, here's the yoga ball that was displayed.
If you need a large ball for some reason, I still haven't tried. It does come with that hand pump.
Yeah.
So if you want to play with that, you don't have to buy a battery-operated pump at all.
That thing looks like a slipped disc in the lower back. If you know, that does not look like a great fun.
No, oh, you mean the pump? Yes.
Yeah, the pump that, yeah, it comes with that. No, thank you. Okay, awesome. Next.
Here's another gadget I did not know about that works well and is way cheap.
It's spring, so we're starting to straighten up the yard. And normally, there's a lot of ferns that grow here. They haven't started growing, but for some reason, the spotlight, which lays on the ground and shines up on the ferns, is not lighting. So I wanted to check the wires, and I found this neat little gadget, okay? And what we're going to do now is find out if power is coming this far, okay? Let's go to this. All right, so okay.
You know, so unfortunately, you cannot see there's a glowing point. Light.
Huh?
And it's making a bit, it's making a beeping sound
and now,
that seems to be hard to hear.
Let's see if this cord.
I can hear the beeping.
You can?
Yes, no. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like right there. And then there's that light going off. Yeah, right there at the tip.
So,
yeah.
Oh, you know what that means? That means the lamp is dead. All right? All right? We have power there.
There's no switch on the lamp.
The plug goes into that. We have power in this cord. This lamp has no switch. So this has to be replaced.
Dun, dun,
but this
dun.
Is a neat little gadget. And I'll show you what else it does. You can put on, look at
it's a laser.
Yeah.
You can have, I'm not quite sure why you want that. You know, I guess you could say to somebody, oh, look, you know, I see the wire there. You should check, I want to put a plug on the wire right there. And there's another, you can also use it as a flashlight. Yeah. And the amazing thing is, now how much would you pay? It's just $10. All right? So it's great. So if I'm trying to find out if there's a short in the tracks, it's an easy way to do it. Actually, we'll walk over there and see. Mm-mm-mm. So we're coming on down. The tracks now, if they light up, I'm going to freak out. Oh, okay. Let me get the magic switch back here.
You'd be like, just our luck. It's a live demo,
and
folks.
We're going to turn trains on. And trains are moving. Okay. And is there power on the upper track? You know what? Why is this not showing? Now this, you know what? I think I know why.
Is that track dead?
And now I don't know why. I was going to say, because trains are DC powered, but this does not show up. Oh, you know why? Because that train just shut off. The top train stopped running.
See, you learn something every day, Diggy D.
Yeah, so this little thing
is working.
All right, let's see down here. No.
Then something strange happened.
Now I am totally freaked out because
suddenly the train runs by.
Yeah, wait a second. What?
You know, it seemed to be intermittent. Now it's showing power. I think a lot has to do with the fact that it was raining a lot earlier and everything is pretty wet. But anyway, if you want to check voltage, have a flashlight and a red pointer for $10, $9.99. We'll go to Amazon and see what this is.
It's gone down in price.
This is a trend, Dickie D. I think that you are a signal to the Amazon buyers. When you buy something, they know. Lower the price because it'll be on the show.
We'll sell it, yes. Oh, we'll Scooter X found it for $371.
Yeah.
But Amazon, it is now $7.54.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What I like is you don't have to cut the wire. You don't have to do anything. Just run it, touch it to the wire.
Yeah.
And in the instruction sheet, you can tell the ground from the ground and the positive. It will make a louder sound when it's leaning against the positive side of the wire and a lower sound when it's leaning against the ground. It seems like it does a lot for $750.
I agree. So I actually used something. I may have even used something similar to this when I installed AV equipment in homes.
Oh yes, that's right. You did that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. One of the weird things in the past. We would use this. Our work was low voltage work, so we didn't have to be licensed electricians. But we would use this to see, like, I could plug in that. We had an older one made mostly for Cat 5 and Cat 6 that you would plug into the jack, and you could do it and tap the wires and see which one was live and see which one, you know, all the time I'd have to run, like, maybe an aux cable, like a cable, like a cable TV cable through a yard. And these homes may have like three TVs in their boathouse. And so I'd be like, okay, well now I have three wires over here. Now which one goes to what? So you'd plug it in on one side and you'd to like determine which wire was which as a signal tracer is what PC guy is saying. So something similar, not quite the same. This was found, Scooter X found this in the chat. Thanks, Scooter X.
Oh my God, it's the same photo, I think.
Yeah, this is so similar.
That is a riot.
And look, they're showing the European plug here. I don't even know.
Oh, they are.
That's like a universal plug, actually.
Yeah, NJTY is the brand.
No way. Over on Amazon, it's the same brand?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Yeah, it's the same device.
Oh my gosh. Look, why pay this? This is like the first time AliExpress has ever been like actual about, why pay this? Which is literally the price over here.
Oh, how interesting.
It's a little off, but pretty darn close. That is really funny. Good find, Scooter X. I've seen this twice, so I'll mention it again, is that people in chat are saying you could use something like this to do very similar things. That looks scary, okay?
That's hard.
No, see, what ohms?
Well, I had no idea that meters had come down so much in price, so...
Yeah.
God, when I last time I bought a meter, it was like $59, and now they hit $20?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe you can explain to me as a person who installs stuff, why do they say that high sensitivity is 12 volts to 1,000 and low sensitivity is 48 volts to 1,000? Isn't that backwards?
Maybe I've been out of this gig for a long time. Okay. I have no idea. Electricians like scare me. I couldn't have ever imagined being an electrician.
Then imagine if someone was an electrician clown.
Terrifying. Yes.
It would be electrifying.
It would be electrifying. Is this a segue? In anything? Anyway. Enough about electric clowns. Let's I think we need to move on, Diggity. I'm getting scared.
Okay,
robot,
and my
robot clowns is what that reminds me of.
Oh, okay. And the third one, you definitely know about. So you've, let's take a look.
Okay.
You've probably seen storage bins like this before, especially if you watch this show, because when Chad showed us around his new studio, he had a set of these bins. So I bought a set, and then I misplaced them. And I'll tell you why.
So I was looking for a big box because of those
shelving units. That's ironic, to misplace the storage
bin. And then I was at the warehouse, and I saw this box that said bins. And so that big storage thing is a do-it-yourself. Not my favorite kind of thing. Oh my. If you're interested in buying these, you might want to know this. And then I watch a lot of videos. Oh my. Oh. I guess Chad did this because Chad has these in the studio. You know, maybe if you're
remember doing mine like
person,
this.
This is not.
Oh, wait! You see what's in this bag?
Deal. But
oh, yeah. I don't think I had to do this part, Diggity.
This is like a big deal for me. Oh, you know, do I want to do this? You know, I could actually just use the bins to. I could just store these and not bother building. This is like a lot of work. Anyway, I'll do a few to see if I even like this. It comes with some labels. Someone made a comment that it's too bad that they're just paper. It'd be nice if they were plastic. And at first I said, well, that's stupid for the company to put their name on and leave you such a little space. But this person said, just use them backwards. And that way, let me get one of these bins. I assume they go in this slot. It's supposed to go down in there. Oh, there. Okay. It goes all the way. It gets slotted in. All right. So this looks like this is the only way this can go is in here.
They don't. Nothing snapped in place. Everything you sort of.
You know what? Are there no instructions? What did I do with the box? No. All right. Now I'm getting PO'd. Oh, wait a minute. This looks more like. All right, that goes in there. I guess you have to do all four of them. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Chad.
Yeah,
Chad
I had to go back and watch a video.
Chad, over here and assemble this for me. All right. No.
Does your building have an opening, Diggity?
And then I guess the next one will have to go. All right, these little holes have to go in these four things, okay. We'll put one on backwards. You can see I'm not a crafts person. Okay. We're going to do this, and then I'm going to, as I said, make sure that one attaches to the next one, and then I'm done. That goes in there.
You've gotten 5% of it done.
Together.
Yes. Yes. The tricky thing was,
that's that.
What holds the next bin directly next
one.
To it?
I
finally saw it.
Oh, does this go down from the top? Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's like all a right, Tetris so on top of that? Top.
So the bins don't actually touch right. one another.
That part's easier.
Hmm.
All right, we finally figured it out. The bins don't connect directly to each other. they're connected through this little spacer here, which has a groove on the side, and then the next one has a groove on the side. So this one goes in there, and then this one will hold the next box in place. Okay, so the boxes do not touch each other physically. They'll be up against each other, but this will lock in here. All right, so I finally mastered how to do it. I've looked at all the stuff around the studio. I just needed 9 different pockets, and now I will be able to organize stuff and instantly know where each and everything is. That's what it takes to be totally organized. Okay, where did I put that trash? Oh, there it is.
Well, that was quite the journey, Dickie D.
Did yours come assembled?
No, but it was completely different. It was just. Let me see if I can find mine. Here, let me show yours first, and then I'll go see if I can find mine. Mine was from Harbor Freight.
That's mine, right?
Yeah, that's yours. So this one's yours. Okay. Boy, oh boy. That means that for each shelf, you have to assemble 5 pieces together. The 4 legs and the base. And so for this 24-pack, that makes that over 100 pieces you gotta assemble. Like, that's horrible. There's over 120 steps to putting this thing together. No, thank you. And then on top of that, you have to connect 2 of the legs together. This is getting exponentially larger the more and more I think about it. And then you got to connect the 4 legs to the top of the next bin.
Yeah.
No. No, thank you. Okay, so let me see if I can find... I'm dyslexic, so typing and talking is really hard to do. Dale's. Oops.
Oh, Dale, I should have had a miscellaneous bin. Or MISC period.
Okay, so mine cost quite a bit more than yours. It's also different. So this is the one that I got.
Oh.
So the difference.
Oh my God! $190.
Yes. I think it's 120. I think the thing with Harbor Freight is they do deals all the time. They're like one of those that like look at this deals page. Popular days. I have no idea. But so like all the time, like big name stuff, like this, whatever this thing is, you know, is kind of cheaper. Or whatever this thing is kind of cheaper. So I think I waited until this thing specifically was available for less. Now this thing is freestanding. The hard part is the base and the metal piece and all of this needs to be built with like proper tools, like with like an actual like screwdriver and wrench. But then the bins just grab the back. There's enough. I wish there was more images here. But there's a back bar that runs along the back, and every single bin has a little shelf to clip on to that little bar. So here's one of the bins here. So it has this little lip on the back.
Oh, they're big.
And so these are the yellow ones, and as you can see, like it's a very different product than your product, right? The yellow ones are the ones at the bottom. You get a whole bunch of those. And then you get some of those red ones and blue ones at the top.
Yeah, because I saw one of yours was labeled cables. And I was thinking, boy, you can't put many cables. Those are like 3 times the size of the bins that I like.
So the red and blue ones that are in this image are probably closer to the ones you got.
That I have.
Yeah, to...
Oh, I see.
In size. They're probably closer to these in size. And then the one, you know, I'm holding here.
Yeah.
The other thing that annoyed me is that it comes with absolutely 0 labels. The label slot is actually different sized between their blue-red bins and the yellow bins. So, like, when I was, like, cutting, like, label things myself by hand, and I have not found a good way to keep the label in. Honestly, the best thing would probably be to, like, just stick
just
a sticker.
Just right on it.
Yeah, right on it. Stick a sticker right on it. And just forget trying to shove a piece of paper into that slot because they fall out all the time. They're not. I haven't found a great solution for that yet.
Okay.
And then on top of that, I'll just say the other big thing that I do for organization is these IKEA bags. You can go to IKEA and pick up, I think one of these is like 99 cents or 50 cents or something like that. And they have a big zipper on the top, and I just
A regular zipper?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of nice.
It's made of like a clear tarp material, basically.
It's way better than the baggie.
Yeah. It's not a baggie. It's like a tarp material, and then the zipper goes all the way from top to bottom.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I use just the biggest Sharpie. They have like a more permanent pro Sharpie. That's made for like writing on oily surfaces, and I use that to write on here. Anyway, that is my organization in a minute, which took
That's good. So
10 minutes to explain.
If you live next door, you'd come over and still be frustrated by the one I bought. Okay.
Honestly, and this one even isn't perfect. You know, getting to the bins and pulling them off the back kind of stink sometimes. but it's the least expensive, highest amount of bins that I've been able to find, and so I've been pretty happy.
Yeah,
with it.
They're way better than what I got. Way better.
Okay, you ready to get a bit?
Yes, the final crappy gadget.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Now, I'm glad Waffles is still here. We are in at the end of the dual purpose gadget month. And this one is, I'm sometimes, Dickie D, me and you are on just the same wavelength. It is also has an integrated laser in it.
Oh my gosh, how funny.
Yeah, so this is the 5-in-1 pet laser, and it has a few different modes. Here, I want to turn on one of them and see which one we're in right now before I reveal. There we go. Okay, perfect. So, the first one is just laser pointer mode. Good news, Waffles has not detected it yet. When she does, she'll go crazy. The next mode is blacklight mode. So this is like
That's fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little like blacklight there. And then the next one is a flashlight. So an LED flashlight. It produces a really spotted specular light, which is kind of nice. Now, that's only three. How do we get so many other things? Well, let's go back to the laser. And this is probably its coolest feature. The laser has a little lens in front of it that you can rotate. And it'll make
cute
little things. So there's like a butterfly. I'm going to hold it further back so we get it larger. There's a little smiley face. We got a star.
Does Waffles go crazy at these?
Oh, yeah. And it makes it much bigger. There's a mouse. There's a little mouse. And then we're back to the dot. So here, let's do the star. That's a nice one. There we go. So now Waffles will see it.
Waffles, come on.
There you go.
Oh, wait a minute.
She loves it.
Where's that? Oh, that's so cute.
Let's see. Is there one that she likes better? Let's go to the mouse. How do you like the mouse, Waffles? Over here. Mouse is a hit. Sorry, I got to get my arm out of the shot here. There it is. Okay, let's try a new one. Oh, I like the smiley face. Whoa! Whoa! Attack
that
killer cat.
That is a riot.
So it works. Look at that.
It's very cute.
Isn't she cute? Yeah, she can play with this forever. I wonder if I can get my other cat up here. Let me get it more detailed and see if he'll notice it. Jack, do you see it? He sees it, but here, sorry, I'll go to the wide here. Waffles is off the counter.
Going on the floor to
Yeah, I'm trying to get the other cat's attention, but it's not working. So there you go. How much would you pay, Dickie D?
Boy, I'm going to say it's probably inexpensive. I'm going to go for $12.95.
You'd be in luck. It's only $6.99.
Oh, wow. It's very nice. Oh, it's a nice design.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. So it has all the multiple things. It is USB charging. It says USB charging, but wait a second.
Is it battery operated?
How on earth do you USB charge this thing? Oh my gosh. Wait, I looked at the instructions earlier and I thought that you pulled off the back to get to the charging. Wait a second.
There no charging cable?
No, there's no charging cable. Let me show you the instructions. Here it is, the Cat Toys User Manual. There you go. It's just words.
Oh, it's on the back. Okay.
It is on the back. Product instruction. Unscrew the cap on the tail, and you can use USB to recharge. Okay. So okay. I guess, hey, honestly, you know, it's got the work done. Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I am so shocked at how, at what, here, one second, I got to go back to the product shop.
It's going to be USB-C?
And that was just a USB. I don't want to put this into a computer.
Oh, my God.
That's why it's USB-A. It's USB-A male. That is really funny. I didn't expect that. And there is actually no need to twist. It's just friction. I was just didn't understand what I was doing. There's no need to twist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you charge it. So, $6.99 for the 5-in-1 sort of multi-switch.
Yeah, Tang said that's a good value for the price.
I think
and
so.
Pac guessed $15.
Yeah.
Tang had guessed $13.50. No, that's a good deal. Where'd it come from?
Let's find out. There they are.
It's on Amazon?
Yeah,
oh,
on Amazon.
God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cow Jag.
Oh, yeah. My brother used to drive one of those.
I love the Cow Jag store. Oh, I love the earth. The earth with its light. They are purveyors in laser point technology. Here, this one's black and has a corgi on it. The exact same. This one.
Boy, that's really inexpensive.
Is this one any different? Oh, this one's only $5.99. It has a different design.
It has two more things.
Yeah. Oh, no, those are the same. They're just in a different
pattern. Same, yeah.
Yeah, that's the black light.
Oh, that's the black light. Yeah. Yeah.
What is this one? Ooh.
Oh.
You get little star patterns instead.
Yeah. Boy, $25.
Yeah, whoa. I think that's all that they have here. Long-range pointers.
Oh, you can point all the way up to Mars with it. That's a strong laser.
Poke a hole in the galaxy while you're at it. So there you go. Okay, with that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
right, so Mo will explain what we were teasing in host chat.
Nobody is more excited than me to find out.
My boyfriend and I have been arguing he won't pay for...
I have an ad that I have to watch. 1 second. There we go. And
this
we're
man
back.
On the street is here at a new location that I wanted to show you guys that I think you guys would get a kick out of.
Oh, wow. The Museum of Nostalgia. Well, nostalgia confirmed.
Today, I'm at the Museum of Nostalgia, and these are the two owners.
Jeff.
And Phoebe.
And where are you guys located?
We're located at 3127 31st Street in Astoria, New York.
And why did you open up the store?
We had a huge, huge collection in our house, and we love toys, so we had to share it with everyone.
Please, everyone, come on down.
And check out our stuff.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
And look what Museum of Nostalgia employee I ran into.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's Mo's son.
Yes!
Oh my god.
That is crazy.
I mean, how...
Is there stuff for sale? It looked like there was stuff for sale.
They do have stuff for sale, but how could they ever meet the rent? Oh, Teddy Rent. Wow.
That is really cool. I love that you can play games. You can go in there and play games.
Oh my gosh.
I love this concept. They could sell, like, the old style Cokes. If they could find old, like, retro printings of Cokes and Doritos. God. Oh my gosh, if we get the retro Dorito bags. They could sell, like, I love the couch and wrap.
The couch, isn't that a riot?
Keep it fresh. My grandma used to do that.
I mean, how big is this?
It looks itty bitty.
It does. Oh my.
Yeah, see, that looks like, yeah. I could absolutely see. So what some companies in Florida do is they have a really strong online presence, and they use their store to not only display their items, but as a warehouse, as they keep them up for bid online.
Oh, okay.
No idea if that's what's happening here, but yeah. That is something that happens around here. There's a lot of pin trading stores with Disney pins that does that, for example. This is so cool.
Oh my god, look at all those.
I mean, if this is just an antique store just for nostalgic items, I mean, count me in.
But I mean, it's so much space.
It is. Yeah, it looks like I have that museum. Yeah, and then a store. That's perfect.
Look at...
Oh, this is perfect.
And they have, it looked like, two full-size arcade machines.
Man, I tell you, if if they ever expand, they should make a rentable Dungeons & Dragons room. Some of this nostalgia on the walls. That would be fantastic. Get out of here, Progressive Auto Insurance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I asked Mo how he found it, and it was Jacob, his son, evidently loved toys and had three 55-gallon bins full of toys, and he went on a hunt to see where he might sell some of them, and he found this place.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And then Mo said to him, Well, you know, you go there so much, and it's just like a mom and pop thing. Why
you
don't
have
you help
a passion
them out?
For it. Go yes. see if they'll give you a job.
What? He volunteers. He goes in Saturdays.
That's great.
And I believe he is working on a way for them to do an inventory or keep an inventory on a computer of what they have.
Wow.
And then I searched them online, and I found they have an eBay page, and they have a website page. I sent you the links to those two things.
I love that while his son is working there, people can go in and say, wow, when I was playing with all of this stuff, I was your age.
Yeah. Yes. Or you just go in and go, oh, say hi to Mo. Yeah.
Exactly. There's their website.
Yeah. And so Mo said, could you do anything with this? Because I'd like to, you know, help them be known. And I said, Mo, it's such a fascinating thing. It's perfect. It's like having the gadget warehouse. We could go there every year for 30 years and get warehouse gadget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could just click any of these things at random, I feel like, and I'd be like, oh, that's an episode right there.
Yeah.
That's an idea. Yeah, this is really, really cool. The museum.
So what an idea for two people to say, well, let's just rent a huge store and you don't have to buy anything if you just want to look around. I don't know.
It's a great Texas, draw
any,
to get people
any
in.
Any mad stuff there, yeah.
So here it is. Here, let zoom out. Where are they? They're over there. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a great draw to get people in is the museum part. And then people are there and they go, wait a second, I can buy an old action figure like y'all are selling them.
Yes,
cool. It's really cool. Very, very, very neat. Thanks, Mo.
Mo, that was great. That was great. Yeah, they still pay the rent, yeah.
With how can people send in their videos, Diggy D?
I'm glad you asked. You don't have to have that much stuff in your apartment or house. But any gadget that's old, brand new, you hate it, you love it, make a little video. Just use your phone, landscape format. Tell us about the gadget. You can be in it if you want, or if you're doing it by yourself, just make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. Put it up on YouTube. Shoot something 1 to 3 minutes is good. And if we show it, as I say, we show 99% of everything we get. You get the current issue of Mad Magazine, and you can say, my video was featured on the Giz Whiz Show. And when you get the link, when you upload it, YouTube will say it's at this link. And email us that URL, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv. And we would love, it's been a long time now since someone brand new sends in their first video. It's very, very easy. Just
super
take your
easy
camera and talk for 3 minutes. Show us the gadget and send it in, okay?
Camera,
phone. You'll get the issue of Mad Magazine.
Easy, easy way to do it, and pretty low stress. Thank y'all. With that, let's move into the letter.
Our email is from Eddie Ambrosani from Philly, and he said, Dick and Chad, there are attachments for air pumps on Amazon, and they're fairly cheap, and they are.
Wow.
He sent three. Look at this.
It comes with little caps that you always lose.
Yes, it comes with a little carrier. It comes with dupe of those inflate needles that you probably always lose. This is like crazy. $6.
Wow. Okay, that was just one of them. Here's another one. This is $5.
Oh, now we're down to $5.
Yeah.
A slightly smaller assortment, but also in a, and that's a third assortment. Look at how many pieces you get.
Yikes. That's
this
crazy.
Really,
this is like the professional set. It's gold plated,
yes,
too.
For $5.25.
It's like you roll up. That's a expensive basketball there. I'll use the gold plated option.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really, really cool.
That's great. Eddie, that was super. Thank you.
The pieces and parts that would make our gadget work if you needed it. Thank you. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider supporting at patreon.com/gizwiz. There, you support every single episode, and we truly thank everybody who supports us. If you need to find that Patreon, you can head to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and that'll take you to a page with a big banner that you can click to take you to Patreon. Also on that page is a tiny little link to take you to PayPal if you'd like to donate that way as well. Some people like to use that, so they can donate non-reoccurring. It is up to y'all. However you support us, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Once again, thank you so much. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When we are live, the website will update with the live stream. Just head on over to gizwiz.tv to check out the live stream. And join the chat room. We got our IRC right there, irc.gizwiz.tv. If you want to join, and I suggest you join along, chat along with all the chatters. And if you miss an episode, no worry, we got them there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page, youtube.com/thegizwiz is, I believe, our YouTube page. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about a past gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. You gotta guess what this is. And I got my guess for you. This is definitely a lemon corer. You know, I just hate it when I get that lemon core in my lemonade. That's what that gadget is. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in Six Men Magazines for correct answers, 12 Men Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers that just use the image as inspiration. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. All the instructions are there on that page. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.